there's always been the idea of don't talk to strangers and don't go into somebody else's car when you're little. Right. But this level of when the teacher tells you not to tell your parents, that's when you tell your parents.
Right.
That's a whole new level of trying to educate children. I think it's incredibly important for children to feel loved at home.
Right.
While they also know there are disciplinary limits to how you treat other people.
Right.
You know, and yourself, that you have to treat yourself and other people in a kind way. And if they're near to you, dear to you, in a loving way. But that the wider world now has become so dangerous. And I think one of the reasons why we have such a spurt in the homeschooling is because parents are realizing that's actually pretty tall order. I think it's a tough question is how do you deal with this? But I think in large part, it's separating your child from the start from the system. Because peers and other people become more important than parents in the system.
So, but if you're a single parent and you don't have the resources to homeschool, what do you do?
Well, I think you really, even though you're overburdened, you've got to put a lot of time aside for your child.
Right. You've
got to give the basis of the loving relationship will sustain your child and make them believe they can tell you something like, "Mommy, something funny happened in school today."
Well, I just got an email from someone who said apparently Florida has outlawed certain kinds of psychology, but his granddaughter was going to FSU, Florida State University, and explained in her class that is now outlawed, she'd been introduced to 48 genders. There are 48 genders.
Oh, my God.
How do you teach your child that online systems and media may include things like entrainment and subliminal programming and these kinds of techniques, and that some of the adults or children they're dealing with are subject to these things?
I think you do it very gently and very carefully, and you set limits. I think that it's so hard, though. Again, I don't want to make believe this is easy. I think you absolutely must set limits on the amount of time your child spends exposed to things.
How do you teach a child that, you know, when you're home at the dinner table and we're talking about reality, that you don't bring that up at school? You know, you may, if you go, you know, you don't want to bring that up with a social worker because, you know, home is for... When we talk about reality, that's a different reality than the official reality you may have to use in these other situations.
Well, I don't think there's, again, an easy solution. I think you start with the basis that you have a loving family. That's the whole starting key. You have a loving family that is also has respect. So when I deal with... parents and how they're going to relate to their kids, I say, first thing you got to do is relate respectfully. So I'm going to teach you how to set limits. We're going to work on that always with respect for your child. Always. There's no losing your temper. There's no, oh, if I can't hit my children, who can I hit kind of attitude that, and stuff. If I can't scream at my children, who can I? And you really have to love your kids. You really have to love them and teach them. And it's a broad teaching. I don't think the issue is about a specific of these things as much as it's about you arm your child with helping them understand that they may not learn this in the world, but they're a treasure. And anything in that outside world that takes advantage of you or teaches you or tries to tell you you're not a treasure or you're crazy or you're mentally ill or girls can't do this or boys are supposed to do that or whatever, you right. come back to the fact that you're a treasure. And I think that only some that kind of profound learning on the child's part eventually protects them.